This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Nima Ramazan, Medical Director, Memorial Care Neuroscience Institute and Stroke Program, Long Beach Memorial. And he's here today to answer the question, when a brain attack hits, will you know what to do? Welcome, Dr. Ramazan.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
It's our pleasure. You sometimes refer to stroke as a brain attack. Can you tell us your definition of stroke?
Yeah, a stroke is a loss of function in part of the brain. How it's called a brain attack is that it is like a heart attack, but because the brain functions differently than the heart and has different functions of the body, such as movement, speaking, balance, it's a sudden loss of any of these functions. Mm-hmm. For example, a part of the brain that controls your movement of your left side of your body, if it suddenly has either lack of blood or some kind of a process where there's bleeding in the brain, this results in the loss of that function, and that's why it's called a brain attack. Okay. And it's actually quite fast. In most instances, the stroke, it happens suddenly. It's infrequent that it comes and goes. It happens at the onset, and you have possibly maximal symptoms right at the onset of it.
Okay. And what are the symptoms of stroke when you're having one?
As I said, the brain's function involves movement, sensation, having the feeling of something on one side, when somebody touches you, ability to speak, ability to understand, ability to see objects out in the environment, and as well as your balance. Mm-hmm. So when the part of the brain that controls, for example, left-sided movement, and that gets injured, that results in one side of the body not moving or one side of the body not feeling what it's supposed to be. Or suddenly the balance comes off, typically patients say, I lost vision on my left side, mm-hmm. and that's another symptom. And language is also an important part, where speaking and understanding, so somebody who would be perfectly talking at one point, and suddenly their speech gets affected, either becomes slurry or like having, moth pollen in your mouth, mm-hmm. or sometimes it happens where you just can't get the words out or can't understand anything somebody tells you. Sometimes it's just a subtle facial droop, but again, it's a sudden onset of symptoms, which in part of the brain where it's affected. These are the typical symptoms.
So that's for the person who's having the stroke. For someone trying to determine if someone else is having a stroke, there's something called FAST. Maybe you could go over that for us.
Right. So this is a fast way. This is a quick way of evaluating somebody who's having stroke symptoms, and the FAST stands for face, for F for the face, A for the arm, S for the speech, and T for time. And as I said, there's more symptoms, but this is a quick way of trying to assess if somebody's having stroke symptoms. And again, you get a sudden onset of facial. Face becoming asymmetric or not moving right, the arm or the legs, but the arms are more commonly affected, where the arm is weak and it's not moving, speech gets affected, and the time is important because any minute wasted could be potentially worsening of this injury to the brain. The word FAST, I think, is a good representative for somebody to understand what's happening, and that it's an emergency, and a 911 should be contacted.
Okay. Now, that's a stroke. Now, what is a transient ischemic attack, or TIA, and how is that different from a stroke?
So there are two types of we can generally categorize strokes in two categories. And one is ischemic stroke, where there's a blockage in an artery in the brain. And the second type is a hemorrhagic stroke, where there's bleeding in part of the brain. And each of these, again, depending on what part of the brain gets involved, it gives you specific type of symptoms, as we talked about a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Now, a transient ischemic attack, it goes more along with what ischemic stroke is. So an ischemic stroke, you have an artery in the brain that gets blocked from a blood clot, either from the blood clot in the brain or somewhere lower where it flows up into that artery in the brain. That results in these neurologic symptoms. In a TIA, most of the times TIAs last less than an hour, although by definition it's up to 24 hours, these symptoms resolve. So the artery gets temporarily blocked, but then mm-hmm. it opens up on its own, or it was a small area that where the symptoms are reversed rather quickly. As a result of that, the person who is having these symptoms return back to their normal baseline. In a way, it's actually a warning sign that a stroke may be happening, but for that person who had them, the symptoms are already reversed and they're back to normal. And mm-hmm. this is actually a very, very important topic, because this is where damage has not occurred permanently. So it's a very good time to intervene to prevent things.
Okay, so if you have a TIA, you certainly need to go to your doctor to determine what caused it and how you can prevent another one.
Yes, that is correct. Again, these are symptoms that should be paid attention to very carefully, and the intervention can be life-saving or prevent significant disability.
All right, we touched on this, but let's get more into it. Why is it so important to act fast?
In both settings, in both the ischemic stroke and hemorrhagic stroke, the time of identifying the symptoms, time to identify what kind of stroke has happened, it remains really critical. So if a person or a patient who has been evaluated quickly after the onset of these symptoms, potential interventions can be done. For ischemic stroke, where an artery is blocked, we have FDA-approved therapies where we call clot-busting medicine, where they can be given either through an IV, and they can potentially break up that blood clot that's blocking that artery, and that can cause improvement improvement of the symptoms, mm-hmm. either quickly or over the long term. So it becomes really important that if the signs and symptoms are there, it gets paid attention to and on an emergent basis be evaluated. Because we have treatments that this clot busting's usually given within the first 3 hours. So if it's past that time, a person may not be an eligible candidate, although not everybody is eligible for this medicine. And mm-hmm. in some places, it can be extended a little bit longer, up to 4.5 hours, although the 3-hour window remains the FDA-approved therapy at this point.
Okay, great. Now, Dr. Ramazan, what are the risk factors for a stroke?
So how I would describe this is that we have two types of risk factors. One is what we call modifiable risk factors, and the other one I think we can call non-modifiable risk factors. The non-modifiable risk factors are, for example, aging, genetics, family history of a stroke. These are risk factors that a person can't do to change things. However, we have a long list, or certainly a significant list of modifiable risk factors, and these are the ones that can potentially be affected that can truly reduce the risk of stroke. And these risk factors include hypertension, high cholesterol, smoking cessation, and high cholesterol, and atrial fibrillation. So all these are factors that we really, even in a person who has the non-modifiable risk factors, if these factors are addressed adequately and correctly, mm-hmm. certainly the risk of the stroke can be significantly reduced and prevented from ever happening.
Okay, well, that's good news. Now, can you tell me a little bit about some of the innovative ways that Long Beach Memorial is treating stroke patients?
Sure. Long Beach Memorial is a primary stroke center in that patients who've had signs or symptoms of the stroke, either where they are brought to us as a receiving center, mm-hmm. And we have a team on standby which includes the emergency room team as well as a neurologist on call who's able to get on top of the symptoms that are presenting and try to address it and quickly treat the patient. So if a patient who's had these symptoms are brought to our hospital, a team rapidly evaluates them and a decision is made to treat them for their symptoms, either ischemic stroke or hemorrhagic stroke. In addition, we have interventional neuroradiology who, in cases where the treatment needs more advanced care, we have the availability to treat the patients who need these advanced treatments. And this is done through our Department of Neurointerventional Radiology. So we provide a more comprehensive approach in treating a stroke patient in providing everything from the emergency initial treatment paradigms, going into more advanced care, as well as further going into the rehabilitation needs of the patient after the symptoms have occurred, and to try to maximize recovery in the long term.
All right. Excellent information. Now, my last question for you is, if someone is interested in getting more information on the stroke program at Long Beach Memorial, who can they call?
So the hospital obviously has resources, and this can be found through our website at memorialcare.org. And that would be a great option, and appropriate resources are available in the hospital, so they can contact us. However, I think it's very important that if there are signs and symptoms of stroke, this is the time to actually call the 911 and be rushed to the hospital, because I think the first few hours are the first golden hours, which has been described by a stroke neurologist, and that becomes really critical in trying to treat with the symptoms, address the symptoms. So.
All right. Time is memory. Thank you so much, Dr. Ramazan. It's been wonderful to have you on the program today.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Our pleasure. To listen to the podcast or for more info, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a fantastic day.